This is the Michigan Farm Radio Network. I'm Rob Buttery. It's time now for the weekly soybean checkoff activities update brought to you by the Michigan Soybean Promotion Committee. And we continue our conversation about new media with Michelle Payne Knoper of Cause Matters Corporation. Today we're talking about Twitter. People may think that Twitter is nothing more than just a way to communicate the mundane details in people's lives. But really, Twitter is much more than that. It can really benefit the soybean producer. Isn't that right, Michelle?
That's right. Twitter is a great tool for people who really like technical information and a great deal of information. There are now over 2 million tweets sent each day. And so the thing to know about Twitter is that it's not just about what people are doing for dinner. If you read the studies, you'll see that 40% of Twitter in theory is noise. Well, do the math, that leaves 1.2 million tweets or 60% that is actually relevant information. Anyone can go on to Twitter and search. It is a phenomenal search engine. Even if you are not on Twitter, you can go to search.twitter.com. And I would encourage you to put in the hashtag ag or the hashtag farm. You can also put in the hashtag soybean or the hashtag ag chat to give you a feel for some of the incredible information that's being put across the airwaves, if you will, in the Twitterverse. And one of the things that I want to be sure that I point out to your listeners here is that Twitter actually trends higher in age than what many people give it credit for. It is a tool that is driven by Generation X and baby boomers. Those that are 25 and under are 12% less likely to use the tool, and they spend significantly less time on Twitter than most people do.
Michelle Payne Knoper, thank you for joining us today and talking about Twitter.
Well, thank you, and I hope to see you on Ag Chat on Tuesday nights on Twitter with everyone else in the agricultural Twitterverse.
This is the Michigan Farm Radio Network.